The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 9th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1962, the United States launched the Starfish Prime high-altitude nuclear test, detonating a 145-megaton nuke in the upper reaches of Earth's atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean. This detonation pumped radiation into Earth's Van Allen radiation belts, which trapped the energy and caused the malfunction and premature shutdown of several satellites, eventually including the first Telstar communications satellite. Starfish Prime was the first time that the electromagnetic pulse effect was observed. Its effects overloaded portions of the power grid in Hawaii. Nearly one-third of the satellites already in low Earth orbit measured some side effects of the Starfish Prime detonation. Astronaut John Casper was born in 1943. Author Dean Koontz was born today in 1945. Haruomi Hosono of Yellow Magic Orchestra was born in 1947. Tom Hanks was born in 1956. Mark Almond of Soft Cell was born in 1957. And Heroes creator Tim Kring was born the same day. Netscape co-founder Mark Anderson was born in 1971, and so was Scott Grimes, who plays Lieutenant Gordon Malloy on The Orville.
You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm pretty scared.
Join the club.
That spider was real. I could feel its hairy stomach on my face. Oh my God, what if it laid an egg in my nose? And then my head swells up with a big egg sac, and then it explodes, and all these baby spiders come rushing out of my brain.
Gordon, just don't think about it, okay? Just let's focus on our jobs.
You're right. If we start to panic, we're in big trouble.
Believe me, I know.
Oh, hey, Alara, I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry.
In 1978, actress Linda Park of Star Trek Enterprise was born.
Paxton will need 2 minutes to power up the array before he can fire.
2 minutes?
It's enough.
I'm not prepared to take that chance. Your estimates could be wrong.
I won't destroy the array unless we have no other choice.
I understand your reluctance.
I'm following orders.
I'm giving you new orders. Do it now.
Sorry, sir.
I can have you relieved of duty.
Actually, I can only be relieved by a higher-ranking officer in my chain of command.
Open a channel to Admiral Gardner.
Belay that order. I won't risk exposing our position by breaking radio silence.
You're risking the lives of hundreds of thousands of people.
You know what I'm doing.
On this day in 2019, actor Rip Torn, known to moviegoers as the head Man in Black, died. In 1982, Walt Disney Studios took movie audiences inside the world of the computer.
Kevin Flynn, computer genius. Kevin Flynn, prisoner, inside the machine.
Oh man, this isn't happening. It only thinks it's happening.
The Master Control Program has chosen you to serve on the game grid.
Tron, where energy lives and breathes. Where the computer is master. And escape impossible.
Fire!
Tron. The adventure begins this summer.
Rolled out alongside video games in the arcade and for home game systems, Tron was a very high-profile box office flop, and yet it was hugely influential in terms of visuals and storytelling. In 1981, ELO gave us a rock opera from the future. Ditching the orchestra part of Electric Light Orchestra and upgrading from electric to electronic, ELO released Time, an album concerning travel to and from the future. And in 2009, Torchwood suffered another major loss in its ranks.
If there's a virus, then there must be an antivirus. Release it now or I'll blow a hole in that tank. And we'll all die together.
You made your point, now stop this and we can talk.
You are dying, even now.
We've got to get you out of here. I can survive anything, but you can't.
Too late. I breathe the air.
There's got to be something. There's got to be an antidote.
You said you would find.
And I take it back, all right? I take it all back, but not him! No, 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 no! No, no, Yanto! No.
Gareth David Lloyd made his final appearance as Yanto Jones in Part 4 of Children of Earth. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Landing Procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Is that what you want?
If there's one thing I really, really love, then it's Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra.